CBS 42 here locally, 2:30 kick. For the Iron Bowl, the SEC on CBS, the man you'll hear doing the game is on the Pepsi hotline. It is Brad Nessler. Welcome in, Brad. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, guys. Well, I spent it with the crew here yesterday in Auburn, so I actually had mine with my family on Sunday. I don't think I've ever had a Thanksgiving in probably 20 years on Thursday. So we just adjust everything. Christmas, whatever it is, you know, we just make adjustments.
Strangest place you've ever had Thanksgiving?
Oh, my God, really? Oh, geez. Well, it'd have to be – it wouldn't necessarily have to be in the SEC either. I that's a good question. I wish you'd asked me that ahead of time. I would have figured it out. But
well, we can come back to it. How about this? Is this the – and you've covered every sport out there, and you've called every sport, but is this the craziest college football season you've ever seen?
It's in the top 10, I would think. You know, there's games that we've done where I said this team has no chance, and you know, they end up winning, pulling an upset, and we saw that with A&M against Alabama this year. So, yeah, there's been some strange moments. I don't know, but it seems like every year we have one of those Saturdays or two of those Saturdays where things don't go the way you plan, and we've definitely had a lot of those so far this year.
And listen, I know Georgia and Alabama have been on CBS a lot, but you know, I think you got to tip your cap a little bit to Sam Pittman and Jimbo Fisher and to Lane Kiffin, that there's been so much variety. I mean, you've got number one and number three now for a long part of the season, number one and number two, and it hasn't been Georgia and Alabama every week. That's got to be a little refreshing to you and Gary, that the quality of play in the league seems to be a little deeper this year than in years past. Do you see it that way too?
Yeah, no doubt, and it's been a lot of fun for us, you know, because we're seeing places that, you know, you sometimes go like 10 years before you go to Texas A&M, you know, and then we go there twice, and hard place to get to, hard place to get out of, but I love it when I'm there. So, yeah, just the fact that we've, you know, kind of made the rounds around the league a little bit more this year than we have in the past, and we've seen teams, you know, different weekends that we never would have seen, and, yeah, Arkansas is a great example. I don't know if I've done an Arkansas game since I think it was three coaches ago. Well, if you call Sam, I didn't see any Chad Morris games, and goes back to Bielema, you know. So just the fact that we're getting to see teams like that, and you know, Lane's made it fun. He's a little bit different, and they've been really good, and God bless them. You know, they won 10 games and probably Sugar Bowl bound, so that's pretty cool. So, yeah, the league has been a little more fun for us, I think, instead of just the same teams every week.
Brad Nessler is with us, the voice of the SEC on CBS. He is on the Pepsi hotline. We spend a lot of time in this state trying to read how Nick Saban feels about a particular team. You have spent considerable time in all the games you've done around him. Do you get a gauge on how he feels about this team, which has been a puzzling team at times to figure out on our end?
Yeah, I think so. You know, when he gets to week 10 or 11 and he's doing a post-game interview with Jamie, you know, and he's still kind of wondering about all the things he's got to fix. Well, you don't have much more time to fix things, you know. It's like this week, next week, and maybe a playoff, and if you don't have them fixed, then it's over. So from that standpoint, I think it's been a challenging year for him, you know. And I think he's got his offense figured out, although, you know, the offensive line has not been what they normally are. Brian Robinson is a really good back, but he's not Najee Harris. I mean, you can't have Derrick Henry and Najee Harris and guys like that every year. And Brian Robinson's a 1,000-yard back, but he's probably not as flashy. You know, they only have two really good receivers now instead of four. So that's a little bit different. So I guess depth-wise and all of that, it's been a little bit different for Nick from that standpoint. But and I'm glad I was on his radio show 2 weeks ago instead of this past Thursday. I wouldn't want to be on the back end of that thing about entitlement. Jeez, that was a good one. And it was one of his better ones of the year.
Brad, on the other side of the field, Brian Harsin in year one at Auburn. I mean, just 3 weeks ago, after beating Ole Miss, they were number 13 nationally. They controlled their own destiny. Now they've lost three consecutive games. It was an interesting hire to begin with. When you're around Brian Harsin, does he seem really comfortable in his role as Auburn's head coach in year one?
I don't think so yet, guys. I mean, there'll come a time where he will be. And, you know, if you had an afternoon show, I'd have a lot better chance of talking, because I'm going to talk to him on Zoom here in about a half an hour. And so I've only spent really one day with him. And, you know, I think it takes a while, man. When you come from some other part of the country and you come into the SEC, I was explaining this to my wife the other day, and she goes, well, what do you think of the Auburn coach? And I said, well, I don't know him very well yet. And she said, well, what kind of job's he doing? And I said, well, 3 weeks ago, just like you said, they controlled their own destiny, and, you know, that would have set up an Iron Bowl for the ages, maybe, if they could have run the table to this point against an Alabama team that's, you know, 10-1, it would have been awesome. And so she goes, well, you know, the Iron Bowl, I know what that means. I think that's a big game, right? And I said, I said, honey, come on now. You know, you've been living down here long enough. You know what the Iron Bowl is. And she goes, I do, but I kind of lose track of it when it's during the off season. An Iron Bowl to me is something we cook with, you know. So it's a whole different thing. So anyway, she was asking me the same thing, and I said, I really think if you don't have some kind of Southern roots when you come into the SEC, it's really tough. And it's, you know, it's hard from the recruiting standpoint. It's hard from just everybody accepting you. I think you're looked at and scrutinized big time, and I'm just as guilty as anybody else, because if you just spend a day or so with a coach and you get a half an hour with him, I don't get a great feel, you know. And he says all the right things, and he's going to say all the right things about this matchup, but he's never played in it. He'd be better off to have his team talk to the team, you know, about this game, because the guys like Smoke Monday and Roger McCreary and you know, the Kobe McLean and those cats, they're the guys that know what it's all about, because they've been in the war of this game and what it means. So I'll be able to tell you a lot more if he pulls like an upset. I'll say, yeah, man, he's really got it figured out. But it's going to take time. I'm sorry. At least he's got guys, you know, at the coordinator positions that, you know, Mike and Derek know what it's all about and stuff. So from that standpoint, he'll probably learn more maybe from his assistants and his players than he will from his own coaching prowess.
Well, we were glad we could help out in the production of the SEC on CBS tomorrow with the Bo Nix comments on our show earlier this week about SEC officiating. So we look forward to that playing out on any close call tomorrow during the Iron Bowl.
Let's go back to what Bo Nix. Yeah,
remember what Bo said earlier this week. But we don't want to look past the game tomorrow, but you guys have potentially the biggest game of the year coming up in Atlanta, and we won't get a chance to talk to you next week. So do you get a feeling that this is the Georgia team that, if they meet their expectations, can finally end that drought back to 1980. They do look to be the best team in the country, don't they?
Yeah, they do. You know, their defense, as everybody knows, is just sensational, and they feed off each other. You know, I said the last time we did the game, it's really like sharks in the water when those guys get rolling and, you know, somebody gets a sack, and then all of a sudden everybody else wants one, and that's, they make plays like that. They're a little susceptible in the secondary, which when you get against Alabama and you got, you know, John Metchie and Jameson Williams and Cameron Latou and Slay Bolden and Jaleel Billingsley and the whole group, I think they can be thrown on. I really do. But you have to have time to throw it. And Bryce will have some issues having time to throw it because of the Georgia defense. Georgia's offense, you know, everybody still kind of doesn't talk about it. And I know it's because, you know, it's Stetson Bennett instead of JT Daniels. But, hey, I've been a Stetson Bennett guy all year long. I say if it ain't broke, you know, don't try to fix something that isn't. And he has the support of this team like almost no quarterback I've seen in a long, long time. And that means a lot. And they play their guts out for him. And he's good enough. You know, Gary keeps even asking me, what if? Well, they haven't really been behind. And that's one of the ifs. If they get behind and they're two touchdowns behind, you know, maybe then they have an issue. But they're solid enough. I mean, nobody can score more than two touchdowns on them. I expect Alabama to score more than two touchdowns on them. So from that standpoint, we've had this thing kind of penciled in. You guys have too, from the beginning of the year. If Georgia's number one and Alabama's number two or three, it doesn't really matter. It's going to be playoff implications for Alabama more than likely if something doesn't happen against Georgia Tech tomorrow. For Georgia, I think they're in whether they win or lose. But it's going to be a big game, and, you know, we kind of had it circled all year long, and I'm really looking forward to it. But first things first, got an Iron Bowl Saturday.
That is right, and Brad Nessler will be there. If you're not at the game, you'll see him on CBS 42 here locally. A 2:30 kick for Alabama and Auburn down at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Brad, thank you very much for the time. Always great talking with you.
Always good to be with you guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, man, you take care. Brad Nessler with us on the Pepsi Hotline.